streaming charts as derivatives, Carlson's third-party gambit, and what the Fed's AI optimism gets wrong. Spotify removed 500,000 fake streams tied to a scheme built around the prediction market platform Kalshi. A bot network artificially streamed a song called Earrings by Malcolm Todd to the top of Spotify's U.S. chart. A $3 million prediction market contract was structured to pay out based on whether that song reached number one. It did, because of the bots. The case illustrates a regulatory gap. Traditional securities law covers manipulation of stocks and commodities, not of cultural metrics being used as prediction market underlying assets. The CFTC has jurisdiction over some prediction markets, but the framework is underdeveloped relative to the current scale of platforms like Kalshi and Polymarket. Tucker Carlson told the Columbia Journalism Review, an unusual venue that itself signals a repositioning, that he has not spoken to President Trump since the Iran war began, and that the United States is a one-party state. He vowed to help build a third party. The historical base rate is not encouraging. Ross Perot won 19% of the popular vote in 1992 and zero electoral votes. Structural barriers, including ballot access laws, first-past-the-post voting, and the spoiler effect have repeatedly suppressed third-party movements. Carlson retains genuine audience reach and fundraising capacity, though whether his current estrangement from Trump represents a durable political identity or a personal grievance that might resolve is an open question. President Trump's financial disclosure revealed roughly $120,000 in sports tickets, including $15,000 in FIFA tickets from FIFA President Gianni Infantino. Trump is scheduled to present the World Cup trophy on July 19th. Gifts to U.S. presidents from foreign officials and heads of international organizations are subject to specific disclosure and handling requirements. Whether Infantino qualifies as a foreign official under those rules is a legal question. But the optics of a president receiving tickets from the head of an organization whose events he is personally involved with are straightforward. Public health reporting Friday indicated that federal health program cuts over the past 18 months have meaningfully degraded preparedness infrastructure, the kind of investment whose absence only becomes visible during an emergency. The screwworm outbreak in Texas serves as a small preview of what underfunded agricultural biosecurity systems look like under stress. The episode's What If We're Wrong segment trained its skepticism on Fed Chair Warsh's thesis that AI will drive sustained, broadly distributed U.S. productivity growth. The optimistic historical parallel is electrification in the 1920s, which did eventually lift aggregate productivity, but the diffusion of electricity took roughly 30 years to show up in productivity statistics. AI may move faster, but speed of capability improvement does not guarantee speed of institutional adaptation. Critically, the AI compute stack is currently dominated by NVIDIA at the chip layer, a handful of cloud providers at the infrastructure layer, and three or four labs at the model layer. If productivity gains from AI accrue primarily to those firms and their shareholders, aggregate GDP growth may not translate into broad wage growth. The recommended indicator to watch: Bureau of Labor Statistics non-farm productivity releases. If two consecutive quarters show below 1.5% productivity growth by mid-2027, despite significant AI investment, that would signal the productivity transmission is not working as Warsh and market bulls expect. Investment figures show what people are betting on. Productivity figures show whether the bet is paying off.